over here by the dinner of Saint Almata. So the question is as follows: what we're being mispalo for is rain. We're being mispalo for rain. So in Eretz Yisrael, which is a high, it's Eretz Yisrael is gevoy mikol haaretz, higher than other lands. So it needs rain earlier than in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, we start saying the bracha of Saint Tal Amata. We also ask for Tal for bracha because there are certain Tals, certain dues which are not for bracha. So we're asking for the Tal, which is a bracha, and also Mata rain that should be given to us for bracha. So we're being mispalo for rain. So here in Eretz Yisrael, we start Zayin Cheshvan. Why don't we start right away? Like Mashiach Ruach Marigeshim, we start on Shmini Atzeres, we should start with Saint Almata also immediately after Sukkot. So that the Gemara tells us if they want to give time for the Oyler Regalim to be able to go back home before it starts raining. And says the Ran that even Bizman Hazeh, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but since many people come to the Mokam HaMikdash as a Zecha for what they used to do, says the Ran, we still wait 15 days. So we're waiting 15 days from Sukkot in order to give them time to get back to where they need to get to. And then we start being mispalo for the Saint Almata. However, in Chutz La'aretz, the Gemara was written in Bavel, over there, they didn't need rain as much as in Eretz Yisrael. So they started later on. It was based on a cheshbon with the solar calendar. That's why the dates are always given by December 5th or December 6th, it depends if there's 28 days in February or 29 days in February, 60 days after this, the Tkufa. But, what? 4th or 5th. 4th or 5th day of December. And that's a Chutz La'aretz. So now the question is, if someone is here in Eretz Yisrael, someone who comes from Chutz La'aretz, he's here in Eretz Yisrael, or someone who's from Eretz Yisrael, who's in Chutz La'aretz, when does he start saying Saint Almata? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down two shittas. Mishnah Berurah brings down, the first shita is that you say, according to where you come from, where your bias is. And the second shita holds, that you say according to where you are for this year. Now when we talk about this year, we mean for the rain season, for the winter. Where are you going to be for the winter? Many paiskim, and that's the psak that we follow over here, they go, Basa, where will you be for the winter? Or most of the winter. And the reason for that is because since rain, we need the rain for produce, for our wheat, our fruits, vegetables, the food that we're gonna be eating. So the svar over here is that even though you're a ben Chutz La'aretz and you plan on going back to Chutz La'aretz, you're gonna go back Pesach, some people may stay in Chutz La'aretz, but since right now for this season you're going to be here and the food that you need to eat is coming from over here, therefore our tefillah has to be for the rain over here. That's the svara for those that paskin that you mispal kafi where you are for this season. So someone who's here for the winter, till Purim, till Pesach, will start saying this week, which night is it? By Zion. It's by Monday night, that's where we start saying Talmata, Saint Talmata and Shmon Esrei. And then, but someone who plans on leaving in the middle of the winter, then I can be here for most of the winter. Or someone who has to go into Chutz La'aretz for a chasana before this or any other reason, they can be in Chutz La'aretz for just a few days before they start saying Saint Talmata. Over there, Chutz La'aretz, they should ask a shayla what to do. It depends on the situation. But in general, someone who will be here, Mitzvah Hashem, we all should be here for this man, so then we'll start Monday night, Mitzvah Hashem. Now, just one more halacha. What happens if someone forgets to say Saint Almata in Shmon Esrei? So, if he remembers, as he's saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevarech Hashanim, so he finishes up Mevarech Hashanim, says the Saint Almata Bracha Pnei Ha'adama, and then he starts to Tekab Shefa, meaning in between the Bracha Baruch Aleinu and the Bracha Tekah, he says it over there. If he started tikkah, the next bracha tikkah b'sheifa, and then he remembers, so then by Shema Koleinu, before he says Ki'at Shema Tzitzko, over there he should say V'sein Talmud L'Vracha Pnei Ha'adama, and continue Ki'at Shema. If he remembered after he said the bracha Shema Tefillah, so he still could say between Shema Tefillah and Ritzei. And if you remember after that, then you go back to Baruch Aleinu. And if you said Yil Ratzon already, the second, for those that say two Yil Ratzons, the second Yil Ratzon, so then you have to start over Shemoneh Esrei, even if you didn't separate your feet yet. Okay? Got that? There's in Baruch Aleinu, then there's between Baruch Aleinu and Tekab Shefa, then there's in Shemei Tefillah, and the Baruch Bracha Shema Koleinu, after Shemei Tefillah, then you go back to Baruch Aleinu, and then if you didn't make it, if you remember it after Yil Ratzon, say over Shemoneh Esrei. Have a wonderful Shabbos.